Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the second time it's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
At one point he had it in the half, and just who is that guy that's coming up behind?
Well, hello. My name's David O'Doherty, and I am inside my car, and it's raining. Look, I guess this is a podcast, and I never thought I would do a podcast, but then I never thought I'd be marooned on an island trying to escape a killer virus. That's the truth. I am here on Acko Island, which is an island off the west coast, shaped like a gun pointing to America, with my parents, who are both in their 80s. And they have, I mean, I'm not going to say every possible underlying condition, but if, you know, in underlying conditions, top trumps, they'd have a lot of the biggies. And so, yeah, we're chilling here. We got down the day before yesterday and I got some time in my hands. So I was thinking I would just come out to the car once in a while and just talk about the various things that are on my mind. Because it's a very strange situation. I'm supposed to be going to Australia in a few days' time to do like the most fun comedy festivals. I was going to be in Melbourne for a month. Like this is always my smuggest time of year because it's Patrick's Day and I don't really like Patrick's Day. I don't really get the point of St. Patrick's Day. I suspect St. Patrick's Day is not really for us. It's for people who like the idea of Ireland as opposed to living in it all the time. Like, it'd be like if there was, like, soup day. I eat a lot of soup. And I'm happy enough eating soup. I don't think there needs to be a national soup day every year where there's a big parade with people dressed as minestrone and the, you know what I'm saying. So, St. Pat, yeah. No, so, but it's always the shittest weather around this time. It's always, you know, pipe bands travel from America to get absolutely soaked with sleet and blizzard as they walk up O'Connell Street in Dublin. And I'm always thinking, yeah, poor lads. But I'll be going to Australia in a few days. So one year I was doing the Adelaide Fringe and there was snow at the side of the runway as we took off from Dublin. And the promoter collected me from Adelaide Airport and I was quite jet lagged. And she said, oh, the best thing is to just go for a swim now. And so we drove straight to, Glen Elg Beach. And I got into the sea in like the stinky undies that had just been wearing on the flight, and oh my goodness, there were dolphins. Have I inserted this? Have I CGI'd this into my memories then afterwards? Actually, my main memory of the Adelaide Fringe was one year, Mark Watson, another comedian, and I, and our promoter would go, some nights we'd get the last tram out to the beach, which was at like 10:30, and because it was still 30 something degrees in the dark at night, we'd like stand in the water up to our waist, and we'd bring a bottle of wine and have pate. And then like 6 months later, there was a great white shark fatality on that beach. I think about this a lot, actually, where an area we'd basically been firing pate into the water around us late at night. We'd basically been chumming. You know in Jaws where they try to get the shark to come? That's what we'd be doing, but with ourselves. But, well, I escaped death that time. And I do hope I escape it this time. I mean, sorry, that's very bleak. So there's three of us here on this cottage on this island. It was my late grandmother's cottage, and we're lucky that we have it. And my parents come down here for the summer, but this is definitely not the summer. It's the most miserable rain. It's been raining solidly for 24 hours. I'm staring up at a mountain that is normally a sort of verdant green, and now it's a real colour. It's a, if this colour, yeah, it's like a Farrow and Ball colour that's called, you know, something quite, it's called like duck sadness is the mountain colour at the moment. And then the sky is a ominous grey above that. It's regrets of the elk is the sky colour. And I've been feeling quite anxious since I got here. Two nights, woken in the middle of the night both times with very anxious dreams. The first night was my own fault because I slept with the electric blanket on one. The house was freezing when we got here and very damp, so I forgot to turn it off, and so I had like acid trip dreams where I kept dying. And then the one last night was a different sort of anxiety, where it was because I just watched an amazing documentary on the Irish football team. In the dream, I had been called up to some Irish international sports squad, but it had never been made clear to me which sport it was, and I didn't have any gear. So I arrive in the dressing room, and the athletes are all like, yeah, David, it's good that you're here, but I've nothing to change into, and I don't know the rules, but I'm too scared to tell them. I don't know if that's a performance anxiety dream or just a general anxiety dream. So I woke up from that at about 4, and then I listened to a lot of podcasts. So, but they tend to be quite statistical podcasts that are all very doom and gloom at the moment. So I thought that this, if I could try and record something like this, that, I don't know, it might be something that I would like to listen to, which is someone who's struggling a little bit, but you're still very positive about the yesterday wasn't raining all day. It was lightly raining yesterday. So I went down to the beach, which was a dark shade of yellow. It's normally golden. On this side of Ackle, we're close to the Golden Strand. And this colour was more just like miserable copper, is what we're calling that as a paint colour. And I went down to the beach, and I was listening to Radiohead, which was, yeah, that's a strange choice, but felt appropriate. But then I needed to do a shit. And I think in normal times, as we'll call them, before any of this, I would have just come back up to the house and just gone there. But this is the first time I've ever done this. I was just like, nah, go on the rocks. You know what I mean? This civilization is, I mean, no, civilization isn't breaking down. You're listening to a podcast. But yeah, I did. I went on the rocks. And then there was, I get the question you have now, and there was no, I came
shot out like a torpedo. And yes, I didn't need any. So yeah, which isn't a bad advice with the toilet paper shortage. If people could just be more powerful. Anyway, it's my favorite place in the world down here. I spent most of my life in Dublin, but then I'd say I've spent a couple of months every year. I used to come down here for whole summers when I was a kid. And so it feels strange to be in your favorite place at such an unusual time. I'm surprisingly outdoorsy. I would just say that because it seems to surprise other people. As in, my whole life has been bringing my friends from the city down here, and they're shocked that I know how to, you know, put up a fence or gut a fish or whatever it happens to be. And I fixed a fence yesterday. So the sheep have been getting into our garden, and it's not really a garden, it's just our area, and they were freaking us out. So I found a gap in the fence and I managed to fix it with branches. But then the sheep farmer, who's really friendly guy, came up to the house. And he was, I guess he was apologizing or something, but he thrust his hand out just because he's a lovely, friendly sheep farmer. And I was like, oh, no, we can't do that. And he was definitely taken aback by, like, who's this prick from the city coming down here? But I'm glad that my parents saw that, to be honest, because I think they realize. They realize that how serious this is and how it wouldn't be great, certainly, if they got it. And then we're all kind of hoping that we don't have it, because if the symptoms can be, between 5 and 14 days before you know you have it. So it's probably a week now since I properly interacted with anyone normally. So I'm pretty sure I don't. But then that's a strange thing about waking up and you're like, oh, am I feeling any slightly weird feelings here? But I don't think I am. I think I feel all right. And I've only interacted with sheep here. Oi, oi. Listen now. You know, so I think I'm going to be all right. Hope so. It'll be an interesting period. And hopefully by me coming out to the car to shit on about it with someone, if anyone's listening to this, maybe you're feeling some of these feelings as well. And do, I guess, let me know. Send me an old Twitter at @PHLAIMEAUX. And I don't know, I guess we can talk about it out here in the car anytime between cooking delicious meals and playing Trivial Pursuit from 2009. that's the, I think everyone's got an old Trivial Pursuit that they, so I'm immediately able to put myself into 2009 when we're playing Trivial Pursuit. So the if it's a yellow orange question, it'll be like parkour is the new sport that they should let into the Olympics. Black Eyed Peas is probably the answer to that. Definitely, yep, that's what it is. I'll keep doing the, well, if this has been of any use, I'll do another one tomorrow, and I guess we just keep going, you know, we keep putting one foot in front of the other, and who knows, then maybe this will just, rather than being a weird dystopian spring break, it'll just turn into a holiday. That'd be nice. Every piece of work I have is cancelled now till Christmas, so I got time for you guys. And take care anyway.
exactly. That's the second time he's gone off.
They never go home, those boys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.